My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Okay, here's some debris. Can we go now?
We got a lot more to go, Mike.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Oh, you forgot to put the sock on. You better hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
So some of these spots, there's so much of it, it's just easier to use your hands. There you go.
Now, get ready. To get dirty.
Okay, good. Coming up on Dirty Jobs. Hawaii. When you're lying on the beach, it's an island paradise. When you're hanging 400 feet in the air, not so much. High-rise window washing.
Oh, you got it. Got it.
A dangerous, death-defying job.
All right, we should wait for Doug, see if he makes it.
And fun for the whole Dirty Jobs crew.
You're on your own. See you, Mike.
Then, we stick our hand up the Dirty Jobs mailbag.
This is another insightful letter from another loyal fan.
And sink to a new low. With never-before-seen footage from the little pit from hell.
I mean, that hurt. It's unspeakably painful.
Oh, God.
Land of lush rainforests, ancient volcanoes, stunning coastline, magnificent sea creatures, and home to some of the most gorgeous beaches and best surfing in the world. There's also a majestic Diamond Head in beautiful Honolulu, with high-rise condominiums that have thousands and thousands of windows that need to be cleaned by window-washing daredevils, and an occasional rookie, like me, who will attempt to keep his knees from knocking just long enough to complete this terrifying dirty job.
Dino. Mike.
Great to meet you, Mike.
Nice to meet you. This is Dino. What's your last name, Dino?
Pertzoff.
Dino Pertzoff, and he owns a company called what?
Worldwide Window Cleaning.
And Worldwide Window Cleaning has invited the Dirty Jobs crew today to come to the top of where?
One Waterfront Towers.
One Waterfront. And this would be the top, and that would be the waterfront. Specifically, what are we looking at, Dino?
We're looking at the Honolulu Airport right there.
Uh-huh.
This is Honolulu Harbor.
Right. And beyond that would be Pearl.
Yes.
All right, it's a lovely view. Roughly how high in the air are we?
408 feet.
408 feet, give or take, an inch. The job today is to wash the windows at one waterfront.
Yes.
And how will we accomplish that?
We're just going to go over the side, and we're going to give you a squeegee, and hopefully we'll get some clean windows.
This is typically the language I would find in your employee handbook vis-a-vis the hiring policies that you've had in place now.
Give squeegee clean window.
How long have you had the business?
10 years.
Are you feeling good, profitable, things going all right?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
A lot of dirty windows in Hawaii?
Everywhere.
I would think with what's blowing up here, 30 right now, 25, something like that?
Yeah, maybe not quite. It will be. It always picks up in the afternoon.
Okay, 408 feet in the air. Wind's picking up. We go off. No, we're not in scaffolds, are we?
No, bosun chairs. We're going to be dropping down individual bosun chairs.
Okay, great. This is obviously a technical challenge for me and my crew, and you've brought us up to the very, very top here today.
Yes.
To limber up a little first.
Yeah, we want to do a little bit of yoga, stretch out. My work comp policy is high enough as it is, so we don't want to get any shoulder injuries, back injuries.
And that's Cab over there?
There's Cab.
Cab, come
on
over.
Yoga instructor.
All right, so we stretch out before we wash?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, you do that. You pray a little bit, too. It's a spiritual aspect that you have to get into.
No, look, I'll stretch, I'll pray, I'll bow, I'll find east, I'll do whatever we have to do. Now, my crew should also be as limber as possible for this?
Oh, certainly.
All right. So Dave has I just love the way Dave looks with a grown-up camera on him. Dave is going to shoot us. So Doug, you should give your camera to somebody, I guess. To him? To Dan, yeah, do that. Jones, are you going over the side?
Yes.
All right, so you'll be stretching out as well. Aside from Troy and Doug, who we know, that's Dave back there.
Yes.
The tall guy. And that's Frank.
Frank.
Frank with the tattoos.
Yep.
And that's Jamie behind Frank. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And that's Paul behind Jamie. Is that right?
Yes. All right,
good. And is that another Steve down there?
Yes, it is.
And that's another Steve next to him?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, let's just go through some stretches then, and then we'll start the work. So
okay.
I'll do what you say.
Okay.
The yoga thing was supposed to be about stretching and limbering up and all that good, healthy stuff. But once it got going, it seemed like it was all about something else. The first pose, downward facing death, should have been a tip-off, and all the praying in the world should have warned me too. But things finally began to sink in when Cab showed us the airplane maneuvers. Banking right, banking left. Teaching us to have the courage to face the swiftly approaching ground. Teaching us the secrets of flight. Teaching us how to slow our downward speed by clutching someone next to us. For Doug and Troy, this may not prevent death, but it does allow them to say things through touch that they've never been able to express before. Finally, when all else fails, there's the free fall of doom, assuming crash position, and in the end, experiencing the utter bliss of entering the spirit world.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay. How do you feel?
Excellent, excellent.
Does he actually wash the windows with us?
Not yet.
Oh.
That's why I feel so good.
Yeah, of course, you feel great. All right, we're all going to go pee when we come back. It's danger and bad judgment.
All right.
Actually, let's call it horrible judgment. Here's some comforting facts. The recommended training period to wash windows on a 45-story building like this one is 1 year. The tiny little bosun's chair we'll be using is illegal in some states for buildings this tall. And last but not least, about 12 window washers a year die in the U.S. Looks like I picked a bad day to stop wearing adult diapers.
All right, that would be the squeegee. That much I'm certain of. That's my harness.
That's your harness.
All right, you can probably start this, I guess.
Right over here.
Frank, what we're looking at right here is basically what we'll be rappelling down over there. Same thing.
Rappelling down and cleaning this glass.
Well, you're going to get in a bosun chair that's connected to a device we call an SRT. It's a descent device.
What's that stand for?
It's a single rope technique. It's a company out of Australia.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful reputation.
So. Yeah.
Good.
You'll squeeze to descent, you let go, stop, or if you fall unconscious or something, you'll stop. You got two ropes. You'll be descending on one. Your second rope is your safety line. And that's what's connected to this harness. So your bosun chair will be connected to the primary with the descent device. This will be connected right here with a rope grab to your secondary rope.
What's the hardest part of the job?
Squeegee in the glass.
The actual just
squeegee in the glass one time.
All right, what can I do here?
All right, this water here has a squirt of dishwashing liquid in it. First thing you do, right here. A couple times just to make sure it's clean. Real simple. Hit the right angle here. Try to get a 45. All right, let's try it.
So I'll reach in with my right hand and I'll take this out.
You want to squeeze it out so that you don't mess up all the windows below you.
Right.
Right?
So it doesn't really matter how you wash it, right?
Yeah, but it's good to simulate the same movement that you would do with a squeegee just for practice.
All right.
But you're good. That's clean.
So we'll take this.
Main thing is no death grip. You want
to... It seems like something should be attached to this.
You know, we're hoping that you're not going to drop this because we got some expensive skylights down below you.
Don't drop the camera, Troy. You either, Doug.
All right. Now, we'll start with the leading edge and lead into each corner.
Yeah, point.
You lead
like
into
up
that
into the corner.
Right now, as you hit the next corner, already turn. Make it turn. There you go. Lead into that corner. Always turn before you get to the corner.
Right.
Oh, look at that.
Huh? Okay. How is the sun going to come? I can imagine how the wind complicates it. But how's the sun?
Well, once you wet that window, you're going to have about 8 seconds before it dries.
Because you can't let the sun dry it, otherwise it's just a big splotch.
Exactly.
All right, Dave, I think we should just do this then. Here comes Ryan with the helmet cam. Beautiful. So this is what the footage looks like when the camera on my head is working. And this is what it will look like when we're going down the sunny side of the building. And I remember to do this and ring it out. And then I come up like this, and I do a little of this, I do a little of that, and I do some of this. And then with 8 seconds left, I pick this up, I do some of this. I come up like this with the leading edge, I follow it around, I come down, I start my turn before I get to the corner, I come around like so, I leave a little bit of schmutz, but I have a rookie rag, that's what it looks like when I do that. All right, I wave to the people inside who can see me, but I can't see them, and then I squeeze something here, and we drop a little further.
Yes.
I don't see what could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Easy.
Any last words?
Oh, season 5.
So look, should he fall for real? How much slack before he's caught?
No, he's just the lanyard. Length of lanyard.
Just that much.
Put it on that side, but that's exactly, just clip it in.
So you're not really strapped into the seat. Are you?
No, you're just sitting in
there. Just sitting. There's nothing, there's no seat belt or anything.
No.
This is, you're 6 years old at the playground on a swing.
Yes.
Same deal.
Exactly.
He's got to figure out a way to get his camera descending at the same time his body descends, and they're all hooked up to separate things, and it's crazy. Plus the glass that we're going down, about 150 degrees. Dude, it's just jacked up, man.
I'm set.
The job sounded real fun on paper. Now that I'm here, I could dry heave. Well, here we are. On the, what's this thing called?
Gantry crane.
Okay.
Whoops.
There goes our whoopsie daisy. There goes the key piece of equipment.
All right, let's get you first to lower your ropes down. Let's check your screw gates. All right, we're ready to hook up.
Coming up, I live life on the edge.
How the heck do I get down there?
You crawl over the edge.
Come on, dude. You've got to be kidding me. And later, a new scientific research on a substance called brine.
Brine is, a bit salty for sure. Probably toxic. I'll let you know.
How often do you test these ropes for,
every day we hang on them. All right, if you want to get down on your belly right here. This is kind of one of the more easy places to drop something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You're good to go.
How the heck do I get down there?
You crawl over the edge.
Come on.
Yeah, you're going to hold on to your rope, and you're going to stand.
Oh,
and then you're going to
slide. Come on. Come on, dude. You got to be kidding me.
Well, we'll put you over the side first.
Me first?
Yeah, you first.
I could watch you do it, and then I would learn.
You'd be fine.
All right, fine. Okay. I want to be fine. He's fine.
All right, check all your gates. You got all your gates tight? Good. Perfect.
Yeah. And now you just scamper over, you stand in it, and then you sit in it.
Yes. Now we're going to put your tools in first.
Okay. I swear to God, I'd live with dirty windows.
All right.
If I had the choice.
Hey, you're good to go.
Really? Look how crooked.
Yeah.
How do you get in it?
Okay, as soon as you stand in it, it'll straighten right up.
So I got to turn around.
No, you know what we'll probably do now is I think you're right. I'll go in there and get in the same time as you, and that way we can...
do it together.
I can do it together.
Yeah, we never do anything together anymore, right. Well, man. This will be fun.
We're going to do it together.
I'm going to sit here and wait for you.
All right.
You know what I think?
What's that? What you think?
I think I'm going to say a lot of bad words today.
All right. Well, you can bleep that out. I've heard it before.
No, I mean, normally I don't like to, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be cussing.
Hey, you're good to go. Let's say a short prayer.
Yes.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, and we just thank you for Mike and his crew here, and we just ask for just a good, safe afternoon, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Mike, this looks like the tricky part.
Yeah.
And it is. I just want you to kind of jump down, crawl down. You put one foot in your chair.
I can't see you.
Stand straight up on the chair. Great. Awesome. Okay, bring this hand down to these ropes.
Uh-huh.
Slowly ease yourself over the wall. Feet come through the chair and settle in. You'll be good to go. Kick your feet through. There you go. Oh, you've done this.
Oh, jeez.
Watch out. Get both legs through or you're going to be stuck in a... There you go. There you go. All right.
Oh, crap.
You all right?
I'm okay, yeah. Nah, super.
So you got two ways of controlling your descent. This will make you go, and this will make you stop also. So you want to do it like kind of like this. See that?
All right, so I should slowly squeeze this.
Yeah.
And just let that slide between my hands.
There you go, right to the glass.
What's that?
Right to the glass. Put your feet.
She lower down, right to where I do.
All right, we should wait for Doug, see if he makes it.
Doug is not what you call a big fan of sickening heights.
Yeah, Dave, we might as well start washing, let Doug catch up.
Yeah.
All right.
Reach over like this. There you go, and then squeeze it out. Turn it over. Same thing. Squeeze it out.
Jeez. That's awkward. Can't reach it. I gotta come down further.
Meanwhile, Doug sees his entire life flash before his eyes.
Frank, you got suction cup?
And you can put it on the glass below you. Just hit it onto the glass. Then you can pull yourself wherever you want to go.
Dude, that'll keep you in. That'll pull you right
in. This is great, man. I didn't know about the suction cup.
Like, you don't want to put all your weight on the cup? Because if it does release, and they do, it just kind of scares you a little bit. Just be ready for it to release.
Got it.
Now, I would put that suction cup to that side of the window. And that way you hold like this and pull yourself that way.
Right there.
There you go.
Actually, if you never look down or behind or to the left or to the right, well, it's not so bad.
All right, look, I just did a window, man.
How's it going, Doug?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Doug's a no-go.
Okay, Doug has had a change of heart, and I don't blame him. He's in the exact same position I am right now, except he's got a 40-pound camera on his shoulder, and it's a very trippy thing, taking that first step. These guys do it every day. I'm telling you, it's a hell of a thing. Well, if this works out, this is how Jones gets a raise. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you advance in this crazy business? And this is one way to do it. You're an audio guy 1 minute, and then somebody tosses you a camera, and you jump off a 400-foot building. Just like that. How you doing, Doug?
I'm great. A little annoyed, but...
Dude, I don't blame you. You just had a baby, for crying out loud. You're the only one here with any sense. No offense, gentlemen. Jones, you're in bonus country. Start wherever you want and shoot everything. Hey, let's get him a comb and some wax paper. He can play God Bless America.
Back to our regularly scheduled madness.
All right, guys, let's get back in it. So do you guys normally descend all at the same time? Like you try and stay even?
Yeah.
Why?
It keeps me from messing up your windows and vice versa when the wind's blowing. Wait till we got to do these ones underneath.
Sporty?
It's a little bit.
Jeez. Coming up.
This has all been child's play so far.
Training day is over.
Now we're headed to window cleaning 202.
Now the real work begins.
As soon as you see that eyeball, don't go any further because you'll be too low.
Jeez, I'm f***ing a
Oh, you're there.
I know I'm there, but it's too far.
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
you got it.
Crap. Ah, shoot.
getting comfortable there already. Doing the 360s.
Oh, I got cocky.
Uh-oh, you gotta release that suction cup.
Oh, shoot. Shoot. Yeah. Down, release. Ah, shoot. How hard is it, seriously, to find the right guy for this gig? Or girl, because, I mean, Jamie's obviously just a,
you know when it's harder to find somebody who wants to come to work every day? A couple of years ago, we'd hire anything with a pulse.
So if you were guessing, I mean, how many window washing outfits are there?
In Hawaii? We're the biggest. There's another somewhat big one, smaller. There's a bunch of one-man shows.
I'm just thinking now, you know, people who are, you know, trying to figure out a way to make their ends meet, chances are good that they live in a neighborhood with glass.
Actually, when I first started, I had a little route, and on Monday I did Domino's. That's how I ate. I get a large pizza, trade for the windows.
Right.
Tuesday I had Subway, two 12-inch subs. Wednesday I got the sushi platter. Right. That's how I survived.
You were one of those guys with a sign that said, we'll work for food, but really meant it.
That's right, exactly.
You're looking around here. I mean, obviously that building and that one, that you've got... Do you do most of these?
We do about 300 of them. We got about 40 to 45 on the payroll. We got about 20 high-rise window cleaners.
Dude, you're like a mogul, man.
Still small business, man.
Okay.
They're going to crank us out of it.
They're going to crank us out. All right.
The gantry's coming out?
Gantry's coming out. We got some fun stuff coming up. This has all been child's play so far.
Okay, good. I was just thinking this show could really take off if we could just amp up the degree of difficulty. Just a touch. So we start with...
right here, this third one down.
One, two, three. Okay.
Nah. Only 39 more floors.
Should have done some more yoga this morning.
Only 39 more floors and about 4,333 more windows. Jones seems to be hanging in there pretty well, wrangling both sound and camera while dangling a hair's breadth away from certain death, as demonstrated here by this pretty cool shot from the Jones cam. Spoke too soon. Nice shot of parked cars, anyway. You know, you really can never have too many shots of parked cars.
But now we're getting to the tough one.
Yeah.
You'll see what we're talking about. This is what we brought you here for. Now we're headed to window cleaning 202. So basically the key is here. You drop down till you can just barely see the eyebolt, right?
Yeah.
Just barely. As soon as you see that eyebolt, don't go any further because you'll be too low. Then you have to go all the way down and start over.
The eyebolt in question is a nearly microscopic little thing that needs to be hooked onto with the block and tackle so the window washers can pull themselves close enough to the inside set of windows to wash them.
Oh, you're right there, Mike.
Oh, ah, God, almost fell.
That was it.
Oh,
so close.
This is insane.
You got about 4 feet.
Oh, ah, man. Fell again.
Oh, half an inch.
Crap.
You're right there.
You gotta go in. Oh! Not that I haven't been, but I feel like cussing loud, real bad.
Jeez,
just amazing. I do this and I go the other way.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I don't want to be looking at this. I'm sick of this view. I'm sick of this ocean. I'm sick of the airport. I just want to face this way, but... Nah, now I'm...
Oh, my goodness. One more.
You're in.
Well, no. Just half an inch. You're right there.
I know. I'm right there.
Right there.
Oh, you dirty. Oh, you. Ah.
You're getting good at this.
Crap.
You're real close.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're there.
I know I'm there, but it's too small.
That was the closest you came.
Well, that's really, really super encouraging. No.
Hey.
Ah. I'm in the hole. Oh.
I'm in the hole.
All right, then. All right, so we all go home now? Oh, God.
Woo! Pull in like that.
Huge pain in the neck, man.
One more time.
There you go.
And then come in from your other side. There you go. Beautiful.
All this so we could go to work.
Just so we could go to work.
Coming up, I'm coming down.
That was awesome.
But just when I think it's over, the nightmare begins again.
This is really hard. It's really hard.
Okay. Later, the Dirty Jobs mailbag.
Another insightful letter from another loyal fan.
Puts me in a very uncomfortable place.
Ow. Ow. That hurt.
You know, I'd be so happy to trade in this worthless harness for a hard hat.
Kidding me? Are you kidding? No way. I don't see it.
Man,
this is crazy, man. I have a new suggestion for you. We just need a little thing.
Cheater pole. That's what we call cheater pole.
Ah, but possible. Whoa, it's difficult. Pole makes it difficult. Whoa, jeez, God.
That'll be easy to get.
Easy. I've seen easy. This is not it.
Drying up quick on you.
I know. But on the positive side, I don't care.
That's the tough one right there.
Playing it. That's so sloppy, but I don't care anymore. Wind's kicking up. Good. Hey, are you doing my windows?
That's your window.
Come on. I don't want charity.
It's Johanna. Family.
Family.
The next overhang's easier.
The one that goes down about 300 feet?
Yeah. A little bit farther to fall, but a lot easier to hook up to.
But before the allegedly easy part, we got a short break on one of the building's patios.
I'm not sure I have use of my legs, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Did it.
All right. That was awesome.
We're a quarter way done?
Almost.
Almost.
Mike, you got to pop your block and tackle now.
Grab your safety line, put some pressure on it. Watch out.
All right, now you got to do yours.
Yeah.
And just count to three. One, two, three. And then I'll pull on this. You let go of that. I'll pull on this.
Okay,
now the key is when this comes down, you and I separate.
I got it.
It'll slow it down.
One, two, three.
Oh.
It came right at you.
Yeah, you're supposed to hold on that.
You didn't tell me that. You said pull it and then get out of the way.
All right.
Okay. Block and tackle. Squeegees, detergent, extra cameras, people flying around, calluses and blood. Washing windows.
All in a day's work.
So now we begin what Dino keeps calling the easy part. Why don't I believe him?
Right,
tell me what to do.
Still,
here we go.
Frank, gonna hook you right up. All right. See those skylights down there?
Uh huh.
Each quarter is $15,000.
So okay. They break because people come out here and they drop their coffee cups, beers. Sure, themselves.
We're gonna make sure the squeegee doesn't go down. Good to go.
All right. That's a good one. All right, now I just sit in it, right? It really does. I mean, even after doing this for hours, it goes against everything you... I understand, Doug, really. I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna... I mean, you know you're in a position where we could just make fun of you for maybe the rest of your life. You realize that. But I'm personally, I'm telling you now, I'm not gonna do it because this is really hard. It's really hard. All right, here we go. All righty then. Okay, good. Good, super.
It's a 300-foot drop from my bosun's chair straight to the hard cement below. And that fact will cross your mind from time to time when you're up here. So the work, as hard as it is actually a welcome distraction. On this part of the drop, all the guys get strangely quiet all of a sudden.
This is emptiness again. So we got another overhang here.
Oh, no. Block and tackle again?
Block and tackle.
No. So the whole rest of the building?
Yeah, 2/3 the building.
Who was the architect?
You know...
What genius did this, honestly?
I'll get back to you on that one. I'll find out.
All right, well, look. I mean, I'm... I get it. I just don't have it in me. I'm beat.
All right. Well,
I mean, if you're saying that the only way to get these is to go with the pole, finding a hole, no.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
We're out of here.
I get it. I've slowed you down. If you have any hope of getting this done right, we should just go to the bottom.
Okay. Aloha Friday.
I like that. What's that family word you had again?
Ohana.
Ohana.
Ohana. It's Ohana on Aloha Friday. So my family and I are going to get the hell to the bottom of this building.
If you start spinning, just try
going.
Not to puke, okay?
I'll try. Oh,
because we'll get hit, you know, because you'll be spinning.
The family word again?
Ohana.
How do you say beer 30?
Paohana.
So can Paohana now mean we all go down together, take our time, and go find a frosty beverage?
Almost. Unfortunately, Paohana means you're on your own. See you, Mike.
Coming up.
I thought we were done, but we're not. We're never really done. Turns out Troy's hair is caught in the SRT.
A haircut horror story, 200 feet in the air.
If he goes down at all, it's scalping. It would take a spot like that out of the scalp.
I look, man, seriously, it's very important that you don't touch anything and don't move.
Stay still.
If you move at all, you will be scalped. Six.
That's right.
Oh.
All right.
No simple way out of this thing. Well, as Troy makes his way down, maybe I can wrap this up with something insightful. I don't know. I mean, in the end, all these beautiful buildings in Hawaii and everywhere else, for instance, you know, the architects don't put them up. Thinking about function, they make them look beautiful and creative and imaginative. In the end, it takes guys who are willing to crawl into the little tiny places. I might have just broken another camera. And do the dirty work, keep the windows clean, et cetera, et cetera. That's a heck of a job. Jamie, you're all right. You're sweet. I like Jamie. But not so much that I'm sticking around.
His hair stayed caught.
Ooh. His what? His hair?
Yeah, it's caught right now.
His hair?
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, well, I thought we were done, but we're not. We're never really done. Turns out Troy's hair is caught in the SRT. How much of your hair is caught in the SRT, over?
It's right down to the scalp.
Oh, no. If he goes down at all, it's scalping. It would take a spot like that out of the scalp.
I look, man, seriously, it's very important that you don't touch anything and don't move.
Stay still.
If you move at all, you will be scalped like Cochise, like Geronimo, if you have a knife on you.
I already thought of that. I do not have a knife, nor do I have any blade of any sort. Otherwise, I would cut my hair without mentioning it.
The building manager's about to faint.
Do you think the building's insurance policy will cover a haircut?
Yeah, I think it will. Probably a perm, too.
Are we shooting this?
Oh, yes, Troy. As a matter of fact, we are. We are shooting the hell out of this. Over.
Yeah.
Frank's on his way right now. And he's got scissors, shears, and, you know, he's a regular barber.
Begged him to get a haircut. I told him to get a haircut 6 months ago. I told him I'd give him another haircut if he didn't get a haircut.
Frank's giving a haircut. No, his head is caught in an SRT, and he's manipulating the camera.
Troy, it's Mike. I know your hands are full, but if it's at all possible, hand the walkie to Frank.
Frank, Mike wants to talk to you here.
So Mike, here's the walkie. I'm handing it off to Frank.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Could you describe what you see right now exactly vis-a-vis the SRT and Troy's hair? Over.
He's got about 5 inches of hair all twined up all into the ropes and the SRT.
And the SRT, again, is the device that has the orangish-red handle and controls everything, basically. Is that correct? Over.
Roger.
It must use a lot of conditioning to get it caught in there real easy.
It's smooth, isn't it?
Flaxen, like a baby's hair, almost.
Or a small girl's. Over.
You got that. It's nice and shiny.
Okay, well, please
do what you can to get him down with as little blood loss as possible.
10-4. I'll get him down for you, Mike.
Thanks.
That rope is, the hair is just doing this inside of there. Every single window cleaner's done it. That's why we all have short hair now. Hair gets caught right here, wraps around the rope, and sucks right up inside of here.
Oh.
And then every little bit you move, it goes closer and closer. I've seen guys get scalped.
Talking like the size of a quarter, silver dollar.
Yeah, silver dollar.
Just popped right
out. Just pull it right out.
Oh,
dude, that hurts, man. A little bit more. God. Oh.
You're free.
He's free.
Is he okay? Is he bleeding?
Oh. I managed to get him out of it without a drip of blood.
Honestly, Frank, you could have been a surgeon.
Come down safely, please. Both of you, over.
Coming down.
We introduced Roy earlier, the general manager of the building. This is his dog. I didn't know how we were going to find a way to get him into the show, but I knew somehow we would have to.
Splinter.
Splinter?
Yes. That's his little tail.
That's his tail?
Yeah.
I'm not saying this dog's ugly, but I mean, make a train take a dirt road. Are you kidding me? Frank did a nice job. Come on down, Frank.
Yeah.
Well, Splinter, I've got some good news for you. We're going to have to change your name. Troy Splint.
Troy Splint.
From the building manager to his incredibly hideous dog, no offense, to an incredibly clumsy but intrepid cameraman, to a guy and another guy, to Dino and Frank, who, together with the rest of this crew here, are keeping these buildings clean. This has been a decidedly weird day.
No, it wouldn't have been right without a good rescue at the end of the day.
Right. It really wouldn't. And I'm just glad we found a way to get this creature into the show. Let's go home, everybody. What's that word? It starts with P?
Paul Hanna.
Paul Hanna time. This time we're really done. Thank you.
Good grief.
Coming up, when did you first realize, Mike, that tight spaces would become such a big part of dirty jobs?
A viewer's letter takes me to a little pit of pain.
The other nice thing about the brine tank is it's impossible for anyone other than a hobbit or perhaps a wood elf to stand fully erect.
Ow.
It's never-before-seen footage. Next.
You know what this is? This is another insightful letter from another loyal fan named Herb DiMaggio, who writes, "Dear Mike, I've noticed you've done several specials in the past on tight spaces. I understand why. The image of you jamming your ample frame into various nooks and disgusting crannies is what my wife likes to call TV gold." Ample frame? When did you first realize, Mike, that tight spaces would become such a big part of dirty jobs? And is your frustration in these cramped situations sincere? Fondly, Herb DiMaggio. Of course it's sincere, Herb. Everything I do on this program is sincere. Your questions, however, I believe are best answered with some footage that has never before aired on Dirty Jobs.
The footage in question was shot in this cement pit where they make the salt water for the Shark Reef Aquarium, located inside the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas. We were there a couple of years ago to clean this dirty hole out.
So down there is basically this white, cakey stuff. What is it, brine?
It's stuff that didn't precipitate out of our salt mix, mostly like calcium and other minerals.
All right. And how often is this particular hole cleaned?
About once every 6 months.
Okay, good. Good.
So, Herb DiMaggio, as I descended into this little cell block, I remember thinking that we'd already done this job before. We hadn't, of course, but all of the similarities, the ladder, the little hole, the boots, the uncomfortable safety equipment.
Chris, this safety harness is going to absolutely kill me.
I'm so sick of getting hurt by safety.
Herb, I was seeing my dirty job's future flash before my eyes.
No, I really need this thing off me. Yeah, give me a hand, would you?
And it was an uncomfortable, cramped future, full of pain.
Curse this guy.
Welcome to the Brian Pitt.
TV gold? Well, that's not what I call it.
Hello. Brian Pitt. This is an integral part of the operation. Here at the aquarium, they essentially make their own salt water. It's very expensive to bring salt water in, and that involves a softening process, and then there's a carbon process, and then it goes through a bunch of pipes, and tons of salt are added. Anyway, it comes through this brine tank, and every 6 months or so, it has to be cleaned up. That, of course, involves a man going down into a hole,
And ultimately, buckets will be brought to him. I got it. And then, and there'll be a shovel. Yeah, I got it. There we go. It's basically the gist of it. The actual process, clinically and technically, of how salt water is made is something I can't really begin to explain to you right now. But that did hurt. I'll tell you that. There are these things down here. I also can't explain those either. But when you stand up quickly and run one right into your spine, you'll remember it. Basically, all this stuff, brine is, they're salty for sure. Probably toxic. I'll let you know. The other nice thing about the brine tank is it's impossible for anyone other than a hobbit or perhaps a wood elf to stand fully erect. So what I'm doing here is this partial sit squat thing. It couldn't be less comfortable. It just works on your knees and your quads continually. You get to move around here kind of like this, right? Kind of like a disabled duck. It's unspeakably painful. Once again, I can't stress enough how hard the iron is in this particular attachment. Every time I smash my head into it, it makes me angrier and angrier. I don't know what's more annoying, smashing my head into this or crushing my spine into the other. Again, I'll get back to you. Ow. That hurt. You know, I'd be so happy to trade in this worthless harness for a hard hat. Chris, I'll give you $100 for a hard hat.
All right. 2 minutes.
I don't have that kind of time, but thank you, though. Here's a suspicious-looking hole. Hey, Chris, what's this hole here down in right in the center of the ceiling?
Oh, it's actually a pipe.
Yeah?
It's a vent.
Yeah. You want to clean?
Sure. Go ahead and scrape it out.
You got a fancy tool for that?
And...
What I'm doing right now is cleaning more calcium deposits and brine from this pipe that runs right into the brine tank. To facilitate this particular job, I've been given a proprietary tool. Had it for about 43 years.
Cleaning the brine tank at a fancy aquarium in the middle of the desert. That's a dirty job.
Well, we've come to that point in the series where I'll do virtually anything to get your attention. And once I've succeeded, I will do what I always do. I will beg you to go to discovery.com/dirty jobs to suggest my next dirty adventure. Until that happens, we have no ideas. And anything could happen. Okay, stop that. Do the swivel hips thing.
Mike, listen, in standard Greenhorn fashion,
yes,
we want to make sure that you're prepared for keeping your clothes clean in the event, you know.
That is super thoughtful, Dave. Thank you.
There you go. So when you change, make sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes you think I'm not already wearing two? All right. That's me doing my own.